Marsden speaking.
Anderson.
Oh, speaking.
Do you know that in last night's edition of the Mid-City Sentinel, the words free enterprise appeared 58 times?
Look, Nellie, I'm too busy for quiz games. Anyhow, how do you know? Did you count?
Well, I did. And here's another thing, Danny. The word statism appeared in our column 36 times. I know, I counted them. Little Nellie McCoy, the chief's orders.
Oh, wonderful. Now go out and cut out 500 paper dolls and leave me in peace,
Danny,
will you?
Don't hang up. The chief wants to see you right away. See you later.
Okay, I'll be there. You wanted me, Chief?
Yeah, sit down, Danny. I've got a story for you. Do you realize that in last night's edition of our paper, the words free enterprise
about
appeared
58 times?
Huh? What's that? How did you know?
Oh, I get around, Chief.
And the word statism
Don't
appeared...
Don't tell me, Chief. Let me guess. 36 times. Do I win the jackpot?
Danny Marsden, you've been writing some good stuff, wonderful stuff. We're proud of you. But don't start to get too big for your britches, and don't try to be funny in this office.
Oh, sorry, Chief.
As I said, these words, free enterprise and statism, appeared in our paper as...
A grand total of...
Shut up. Look here, Danny. I've given you your assignment. There's a story back of what I've been telling you, but you've been so busy trying to be smart, you've probably missed it. Now, get out of this office and get the story. I want a 1,000-word feature story for the front page, second section. And I want it ready for our weekend edition.
Oh, but, Chief, I don't know...
Get out of here and start using your brain. Get me the story, and it better be good.
I tell you, Nellie, I've swallowed barrels of coffee, and I still can't figure out what the Chief wants.
Serves you right. Never try to kid the Chief when he's got a story in mind. By the way, Danny, just what is free enterprise?
You mean you live in Canada and you don't know what free enterprise means?
Is that a crime? What does it mean?
Oh, why, it means that... Well, it means... Well, let's see, how can I put it for you? Free enterprise means...
You said that.
Nellie! Oh, you little honey, you made it all clear.
Aren't I smart?
Don't you get it? The words free enterprise appear hundreds of times. People use them, but they don't know what they mean. Free enterprise made this country strong and prosperous. Free enterprise is a principle Canadians should be loyal to. But how can you be loyal to something when you don't know what it's all about? Nellie, tomorrow we go to work. We devote our life to somatics.
Somatics? What's that? I'd rather dance.
You mean you yen for some terpsichore?
Not me. I just want to dance. Come on, Daddy. Swing it.
Good morning, Mr. Marsden. Sit down.
I'll try not to take too much time, Mr. Blake. I know you're busy in the bank. But I'm doing an article for the Mid-City Sentinel on free enterprise. Now, as a banker, what is your definition?
Define free enterprise? Well, it's an economic system, of course. I think its genius lies in the fact that it is the only system that is shaped, maintained, and modified by the free choice of the whole community. But that definition doesn't satisfy me, Marsden. It's too pat.
Oh, frankly, it's not good newspaper copy. Not clear enough. Sounds like a banker talking.
Well, the next name on my appointment pad is Benjamin Harris. Maybe if I told you about him, it'd make it clearer. Ben wouldn't mind.
You mean the Benjamin Harris? The man who owns a dozen stores? Fire ahead.
Well, the story goes back about 20 years. I was just made manager of a little branch on the outskirts of this city. My first branch. My first private office, in fact. And I was proud as punch. Perhaps a little nervous about it. On my first day, the chief accountant came in and said...
Mr. Harris to see you, Mr. Blake. He runs a store on Crowder Street. He's been a customer here for 2 years.
Yes?
Well, normally I'd look after him myself, sir. But he's asking for a $12,000 loan. And he wants it for a rather unusual purpose. A new idea he has. It seems he wants to start a store. A store on wheels. He'll bring displays of merchandise, right?
So that's how Benjamin Harris made all his dough.
Ben talked me into the making of the loan because he sold me on the proposition that if you saw a need and filled it, you were reasonably sure to succeed. Besides, he tried it out at his own risk to begin with in a small way. In a sense, an important sense, that is free enterprise. Ben Harris was given the opportunity in a free country to risk his capital to try a new venture. The point is, it was the free choice of hundreds and hundreds of Canadian shoppers that could make or break his business. That's an example of free enterprise at work. Oh, I could give you hundreds of others from my own experience. But right now, Ben Harris is waiting. And incidentally, I don't think Bennett might be telling you off the record, of course. He wants another loan. He's got a new idea, and I'm kind of eager to hear about it.
Gee, this is swell, Danny. A nice drive in the country. And I thought you were busy trying to beat a deadline.
I am. See that fellow on the tractor over there? He doesn't know it, but he's going to be part of my story. Come on, Nellie. We're off to see a man of the soil.
Work, work, work. Why did I ever think newspaper men were glamorous?
Hey, mister. Could we talk to you for a minute? We're from the Mid-City Sentinel. We're doing a story on free enterprise. Now, as a farmer, how would you define it?
Well, my farmhand could tell you what free enterprise is in a hurry. He came to me as a DP from Central Europe. Fine fellow, too. Well, the first spring he was here, this happened. It was Sunday, and after church, I took him for a walk around the farm. We were headed down along the creek to the south quarter. Wanted to show him our muskrats. We were standing beside the creek when all of a sudden he grabbed my arm and let out the darndest yell.
Mr. Johnson, quick! Get down behind that hedge. Men are coming.
Well, what about it?
Hey, here, come back, Mitro. What in the world's got into you?
Here, hide in here, mister. There might be the police.
Well, sir, that fellow was scared stiff. Took him a long time to realize what freedom means. I guess I can answer your question best by just saying that when you and the young lady stopped your car and came over to my land, I didn't have to care who you were. I don't have to fear any officials coming around telling me how to run my farm and making me do this or that. I know this farm. I can plow a pretty straight furrow even if I do say it myself. Now, I don't mind advice, but I'm not anxious to take orders from anybody. Except in my wife, of course, and... Oh, that reminds me. I'd better get this tractor going. Nice meeting you. I'll watch for your article.
Well, Nellie and I were starting to get a good deal of material together. And Nellie pointed out that the most important thing of all seemed to be the shoppers. And she gave me the idea of following a housewife on an excursion to the stores. Talk about freedom of choice. They sure make use of it. Any expert in Ottawa or anywhere else who tried to sit at a desk and tell what should be produced in this line or that line would make a complete botch of it, I can tell you. For instance, here's just a few seconds out of Mrs. Chopper's day.
Now, I wonder if you'd mind showing me something like this. Only a sort of brogue style.
Why, yes, madam. Here's a pair. Very sturdy, too.
I'm not so sure Johnny would like those.
Well, here's something rather nice. Just a new shipment, too.
I've never heard of that brand. But they are nice, aren't they?
Oh, I thought you'd like them, ma'am. Quite reasonable, too.
Do you sell stockings in this apartment?
No, ma'am. Shall I wrap these shoes for you?
No, I've changed my mind. I'll take that pair you showed me first.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Well, when you're behind the counter, you may get a little exasperated about the way the woman shops. But when it's your money they're spending, you're mighty glad to know that the little woman knows how to make the pennies count. And, brother, how she can handle a budget. One merchant said to me, "Some people talk about a planned economy. Believe me, our economy is planned already. This cash register in my store tells me pretty well just what I need to stock. It tells me better than any expert could. And I pass that information along to the wholesaler, and he passes it to the producer. That's efficiency. There's a minimum of waste, and yet it leaves each individual free to make up his own mind." Well, I roughed out an article on free enterprise and put it to Nellie, feeling a little smug about it.
She read it over while I twiddled my fingers and waited for some praise. It kind of deflated me when Nellie said...
Danny, this is good, but it just doesn't ring bells with me.
Oh, what's wrong with it?
Well, for one thing, it's mostly about people who own things. Sure, they like free enterprise. But what about me or anyone else on a salary?
Yeah, that's right.
After all, there are a lot of white-collar workers in this country, and they're doggone important, I'd say.
But how am I going to interview white-collar workers about free enterprise when this article has to be on the boss's desk tomorrow morning?
Simple. We're both white-collar workers. Let's do a little thinking about what free enterprise means to you and me.
Oh, Nellie, you're a lifesaver. If we get this article whipped into shape by 8 o'clock, I'll take you to the prize fight at the arena.
Now, isn't that nice? On a path, too, I'll bet.
You know, that idea of Nellie's was pretty sound. What does free enterprise mean to me, a guy on a weekly salary? I made a list of some of the things. First, as long as I'm competent, there are umpteen different papers that would jump at the chance to hire me away from the Sentinel. In fact, our competition, the Tribune, has already offered me more money to come over with them. But I can't see it. So I've got the kind of security I like. But I've got to be at my toes, and that means the people who read our paper know darn well I'm doing the best writing job I can. And I've got freedom of opportunity. My salary is fair, and I feel just as though I own part of the Sentinel. Because when times are good, salaries improve. My own salary has gone up. True, the cost of living is higher. But salaries have gone up even faster for me and practically all wage earners. I don't like the idea of government setting salaries or limiting my opportunities. I wouldn't stand for it in normal times if I could help it. I even like to think that if I turn out someday to be a real whiz with my typewriter, or even invent a new and useful gadget, I might make $1 million. As long as the laws are fair and just for everyone, free enterprise is the right system for me. At any rate, that's what I told Nellie when we'd finally got the article ready for the chief's critical eye. And then I said, Nellie, what does free enterprise mean to you?
Well, right at the moment, Danny, it means freedom of choice. And if you don't take me to the Ritz tonight, I think I'll choose to start paying a little more attention to Mr. Pinkerton in the advertising department.